I'd like to call this meeting of the Senate Community Regional Affairs to order. For the record, the time is 3:37. For the record, it is February 23rd, 2017. We are in the Belts Room of the Tom Stewart Building, and we have a quorum to do business. Present are Senators Gardner, Senators Hoffman, Senator Stedman, myself, Senator Bishop. Senator McKinnon is away on other state business and will not be in attendance today. I'd like to recognize our Senate Records staff, Ann Kruckelberg from Senate Records. Good afternoon, ma'am. Ben Manley, Teleconference Network. John Manley from my office. Pete Feldman, Chief of Staff. My office is here with us today. I'd also like to remind everyone to turn off their cell phones. We'll be hearing two bills on our agenda today. Those include SB 7, that's Senator Stevens Museum Construction Grant Program Bill, which I hope to finish up and move along to the next committee. And House Bill 78, Representative Westlake's Indigenous Peoples Day. Due to weather issues, he was unable to get as far out of town as he had expected. So he is here today to introduce the bill. And so, first off, we're going to see if we can finish up SB 7 this afternoon. And when we left off on Tuesday, we had just discussed two changes. And John Manley from my staff will come to the table, put himself on the record, and explain those changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm John Manley from Senator Bishop's office. There's two changes that we had talked about last week, and they're both found on page one of the new committee substitute. The first one that we talked about that was found in the House bill from last year is that the department doesn't need to accept any applications until there's some money to deal with it. So that's on page one, line 10 and 11. And the second change had to do with the discussion that we had about repatriating Native artifacts to the museums in the state. And so that was included in what the money can be spent for. And it's found on line 9 and line 13. So those are the changes.
Thank you. Questions from committee members?
A motion to adopt.
Can I have a motion to adopt?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt Committee Substitute Version J, Senate Bill Number 7.
Okay, so we'll object for discussion. Seeing no discussion, we will go to public testimony. We'll open public testimony. I have no one here on off-net in the room. Is there anyone here who would like to testify to the changes to the bill? Any comments? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Any further discussion? Senator Stedman?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we send to the next committee Senate Bill Number 7, Version J, as adopted with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Thank you. Any objections? Seeing none, bill passed. We'll take it at ease. I'd like to call the meeting back to order. So we're going to invite Representative Westlake and his staff welcome you to the meeting here this afternoon. If you guys would come on up, Representative Westlake, and bring your staff and put yourselves on the record, and please give us your overview.
Thank you, Hunataga Nunarak. I'm Dean Westlake, representative from House District 40, and with me is my staff, Elizabeth Rexford from Barrow. House Bill 78, first of all, thank you all for your time. House Bill 78 establishes the second Monday of October of each year as Indigenous Peoples Day. It's the same day as Columbus Day. And while it's not recognized by the state of Alaska as an official holiday, it is recognized as a federal one. This bill is not about tearing down Columbus Day. It's not about destroying Columbus's reputation in any way, shape, or form. Rather, this bill is about unification. It's about the diversity that we have, the celebrations that we have, that on this day that recognizes some of the first Europeans in the Americas, we also recognize us, the people that were already living here. I don't think anyone could argue about the significant cultural influence Indigenous people have had, especially here in Alaska. We have more federal recognized tribes here than the lower 48 combined. We have the highest percentage of Native people in the nation living here in Alaska. For the last 2 years, Governor Walker has proclaimed the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day here in Alaska. We've got states out there that have recognized this day as well. We've got municipalities that have recognized this day, Columbus Day, as Indigenous Peoples as well. And we'd like to do the same here in Alaska. It does not create a new state holiday. It creates a day of recognition, recognizing us as Native peoples out here, a day of honor, and placing it on the same day as Columbus Day recognizes the intermingling of cultures that have helped make Alaska such a great state. So I really urge your support on there. It means a lot to us, so thank you.
Thank you, Representative Westlake. We're going to set this bill aside because we're going to come back next Tuesday because we've kind of adjusted our schedule to around your schedule. And would anyone at this time just want to have any questions? Because we're going to come back and we'll talk about this more next week. But committee members, anyone have a comment here today? Only thing I'd like to say to your opening statement is the Alaska Native population is the fastest growing population also. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Seeing no further questions, we're going to set this bill aside. We're going to bring it up next Tuesday, February 28th. We will not have a meeting next Thursday. Having no further business, the meeting is adjourned at 3:45.